Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more fallout from the recent Paris attacks. French authorities say police thwarted a possible new attack during a raid outside Paris Wednesday. Two men were being hunted in connection with last week's attacks in the French capital, were not among those detained following the assault. Lisa Bryant reports.
At a news conference Wednesday evening, Paris prosecutor François Molins said the police assault in the Paris suburb of Saint-Denis had neutralized a new terrorist team.
Une nouvelle équipe de terroristes a été neutralisée.
He said weapons, organization, and determination suggested the assailants were ready to mount a terrorist operation.
Sur place, la conduite des opérations a été rendue extrêmement difficile.
Molins said at least two people were killed during the assault. Investigators are still trying to identify them, a job made difficult because of the violence of the operation. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
ISIL hevder i dag at de har henrettet Ole Johan.
Prime Minister Erna Solberg says the killing of a Norwegian citizen by the Islamic State is a barbaric act. Islamic State militants claim to have killed a Norwegian and a Chinese hostage. The group's English online magazine said the two were executed after being, in its words, abandoned by infidel nations and organizations. The Islamic State group has released a photo of what it claims is the bomb that took down a Russian jetliner over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month. IS says it targeted the plane because of Russia's aerial bombardment in Syria. The photo shows a soda can that the group said contained the bomb. For more on this and other stories related to the French bombing, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.